Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, a new funding model for RTE is due to be signed off by government, and it'll see the TV licence remain at its current rate of €160 per year, but it'll also see €725 million of public money being pumped into the broadcaster over the next 3 years. And joining us in studio here today at the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny is Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny, John McGuinness. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
John, I'm sort of struggling to see what's new in this announcement today?
Well, what's new in it is the level of funding that's required over that three-year period. It's a considerable amount of money, and we haven't learned as yet what new structures are going to be put in place to actually account for that money and how the taxpayers' money will be protected. So I would like to see the Comptroller and Auditor General being involved in the audit each year of the sums of money given to RTE from the public purse. Alongside that, you'll have a number of agencies and departments, like Department of Social Welfare, that will be spending money in relation to RTE. The listening public have a right to know what better service they're going to get. They have a right to know that the licence fee will be held at 160 over a number of years. And will the quality of the programmes be improved?
And do they need to be?
They do indeed. I think that we need to see a lot more from RTE. We need to see a lot more of the homegrown programmes being broadcast by RTE, and including opening up the whole area of sport. But I think the main thrust of the proposal concerns me, because as chairman of the Oireachtas Finance Committee, I see monies like this passing from government to agencies, departments, or indeed in this case RTE, and there's no structures put in place to guarantee.
Okay, we'll talk about maybe the funding in a moment, but I suppose the thing that might, sort of really get people's attention today, and by people I mean listeners, and of course they're the taxpayer who's funding all of this, why not address the licence fee, John? Because the €160 fee that every house in this country pays is the most talked about element of RTE over the past decade. And did the government just bottle it? Because they haven't actually addressed that. It's still going to be there.
No, they haven't. They should have addressed that just as much as they should have addressed funding public broadcasting. They haven't done that either. So what I would like to see is a complete package, a package around what RTE is going to get, a package around the future funding of radio stations and public broadcasting, and a package around the whole area of audit. And unless I would see that complete picture before the money is given, I would be uncomfortable with that.
Well, we know how much money is going to be given, because it's been broken down as €225 million in 2025. The following year, it'll be €240 million. And then in 2027, it's going to be €260 million. And that's why I go back to my initial question. I'm struggling to see what has changed, because the licence fee is still the same at €160, and we're still pumping money into the broadcaster.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is that that's not good enough. We're picking up the pieces here after a debacle in RTE. And how are we going to ensure that that won't reoccur again? What new processes are in place to look at that money and ensure that it's safe, that it's invested well, and that we get a return for it for the state? That's not being discussed. It hasn't been discussed by any committee. A proposal hasn't been put forward. The information that's required to spend that kind of money and be happy with it is not in the public domain. The licence fee remains at 160. What will the paying public get for that? And is it value for money? Will we see the same programmes at the same times every year, Christmas, all the same repeats? We need to look at all of that, and we need to look at the fund that's being created for public broadcasting, because that what's happening here is there isn't a level playing field being created. It is too much going into the one pot, the one company, RTE, and while we want good quality public broadcasting, and I know that we have to pay for it, but we also have to protect the taxpaying public. And they were not protected up to the discovery of the debacle that emerged after all of the issues that were that brought to the public domain through the Oireachtas Committee.
So as chair of the public of the committee that you mentioned in Finance Committee, John, you want to see the Controller and Auditor General have oversight.
The Controller and Auditor General should be involved in this as far as the money from the government is concerned. So when money is collected and disbursed like this, he should be given the power within his remit to audit the books of RTE. And that, in my opinion, is the only way that you can secure in a very public way the money that's being invested. Because then, once the Controller and Auditor General will do his report, it will be before the Public Accounts Committee and we'll have public hearings on it. And that would, in effect, would give some oversight to what's going on in RTE and would force the production of a business plan that can be seen by the public, and then they can judge for themselves whether they, the public, are getting value for money or not.
Is it too late for that to be incorporated in this announcement that's been signed off for this new funding model that's been signed off?
No, it's not. Because whenever a sizeable sum like that is signed off, even though it's over a three-year period, and including the 160 for the licence, it's never too late to attach to that the conditions that are necessary. Now, the state are not very good at attaching conditions. They're not very good at auditing or following up. So we need to put this in place to ensure that what happened does not happen again, and also to ensure that the public sees transparently how their money is being spent.
And who is that up to? Is that up to the Media Minister, Catherine Martin?
It is, yes. And I think that legislation needs to be brought forward to introduce the Controller and Auditor General as the auditor, and to introduce whatever else is necessary to give transparent oversight to the spending of that money. Where is it going to go? Is it going to pay just the bills? What better services will we have arising from it? And I think that all of that needs to be trashed out before one penny of state money is given over to that organisation.
All right, OK. Well, listen, we'll leave it there for the moment. I'm sure there'll be plenty more discussion and analysis about the new funding model for RTE that's been signed off by the government. You'll hear plenty more on that in the Hard Shoulder later. But for the moment, John McGuinness. John, thanks a million for joining us here today in the New Park in Kilkenny. John, of course, is Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow Kilkenny and two chair of the Finance Committee.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.